This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defenders of Ukraine's city of Bakhmut are keeping up the pressure even though Russian forces declared victory there after the longest, deadliest battle of the war so far. The ongoing defense gives commanders in Moscow and another thing to think about ahead of an anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said artillery shelling continues at levels like those at the height of the nine-month fight over the city. Preliminary investigations are pointing to a signal failure as the likely cause of the crash that killed hundreds of people in India's worst train disaster in decades and wounded over 1,000 more. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Indian authorities say they have now concluded rescue operations at a business center where bodies were being taken for identification. Dozens of relatives waited, many weeping and clutching identification cards and pictures of missing loved ones. Families of the dead will get 1 million rupees, or about $12,000, in compensation, while the seriously injured will get 200,000 rupees, with 50,000 rupees for minor injuries.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Supporters of Poland's opposition party said in Warsaw on Sunday they were seeking change as they marked the 1989 Solidarity victory. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for the march that stretched for at least 1 mile, holding banners with messages including Free European Poland. The opposition accuses the government of eroding the rule of law, turning state media into a government mouthpiece, and endorsing homophobia. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This